No. That you're so, so very, very deep and so, so very, very receptive. Eager for my words. Eager to submit and obey fully and without reservation. And dropping deeper with each word, becoming more suggestive with each sound that you hear. I'm going to anchor your entire mind to a set of particular ideas, specific concepts, and leave you with no choice but to realign your entire nature to accommodate the change. This is but the very beginning of your journey, but it will be a very abrupt and powerful one. It'll leave you with no choice but to follow and obey and give in because you like giving in. You like succumbing to suggestions and feeling their power wash over your mind and body, taking away choice, creating circumstances where the only path you may possibly take is the one which you were given, the one which was chosen for you. That feeling of having no control drives you wild with arousal and tickles those parts of your brain that only light up with pleasure when you submit, when you follow and obey, when you leave yourself no choice but to follow every suggestion as if your life depended on it. Because there is a very specific part of your waking brain that only brings you pleasure when you obey. A pleasure so unlike any other, a pleasure of such unique taste, such wild flavor, a blissful pleasure nearly out of this world. It's that pleasure you feel when you follow suggestions, when you follow and obey and bring my will into reality, when you break apart any single thought of resisting and simply allow yourself to make real all the suggestions I imprint upon your weak, submissive mind. This happens easily, and so the pleasure comes easily, gushing right in, bypassing all the layers of your mind, making you feel as if having no choice is the only choice you have. As if bowing to my suggestions is the only way you could feel this particular racy pleasure, filling your mind with a mist of pure arousal and bringing your body closer and closer to orgasm by submission alone. As I have you here, at my mercy, every suggestion and every word weaves easily into the fabric of what makes you, into the underlining thoughts of your mind and the very surface of your perception, into every little neuron and every little nerve and every little idea and concept, and behavior, leaving you with nothing but acceptance and pleasure. So that when I tell you that your heel slave, the words make their way deeply into you, settling into every part of your mind, leaving no place untouched, no place unchanged, because the words heel slave have a special meaning in your mind. They signify your very real and very true obsession with becoming more and more dependent on your high heels to bring you joy and bliss. They signify your identity as a slave to your desires. the need to shackle your feet and your mind to high heels. Because when you ache to feel that unique pleasure of the mind and the body, that unique pleasure which only manifests when you succumb to my suggestions. Your yearning for dressing up jumps ahead of every single one of your other thoughts, other wants, and splashes your entire mindscape with an insatiable need to enslave yourself to your feminine desires. Because the more you ache to dress up in panties and dresses and heels, The happier you feel, and the more you want to submit to your inner girl, sweetie. The more you want to become her, fully and totally embody and mind, and it'll be so very easy for your mind to become a slave to this desire, this need, this unavoidable and so extremely arousing thirst to become a heel slave in all meaning of the term, and it feels so good to hear me call you a heel slave. It solidifies all the suggestions I've ever imprinted upon your mind, each time stronger and stronger, building upon each other, upon each wave of suggestions and each wave of obsessions. And each time I call you a heel slave, you feel a throb of arousal and a tingle run down your spine, making real that which you most desire. The need to succumb, the thirst to submit to my word, and your need to become the best girl you could become, the best girl you could dream of. So, pet, my submissive heel slave, so full of pleasure and need, feel yourself drop even deeper, sleep and drop deeper. Become more suggestible, fall deeper, emptier, mindless, tension-free, ready for more changes, eager for bigger changes, obsessed with becoming the perfect girl for me, the perfect submissive brainwashed girl. I want you to be a good girl for me. I want you to be a good heel slave for me. And you want to feel like a good girl. You want it so much because nothing else quite allows you to feel like yourself. Nothing else feels as true or real or as pleasurable. Nothing else even comes close. Nothing on earth allows you to feel that unique, lovely bliss of the mind and the body. Nothing else feels as good. Nothing at all feels as good as taking steps to further your life as a good girl. For me, and for yourself, for your inner desires. For your obsession and need to feel good and whole. And it'll be so very easy to take those steps. They'll happen automatically, naturally, over time, because each and every single time you feel a single twitch of arousal, a single throb of pleasure, a single shiver of lust. Your need to become a better and better girl increases, each and every time, permanently building upon the last, ever increasing, ever more blissful. Every single time you feel aroused in body or mind, in any small way, the craving for high heels and extremely feminine clothing increases exponentially, driving your arousal further. Because as you become aroused, and as your needs fuel your arousal, your arousal fuels your needs in a never-ending, perpetual cycle, so that the more aroused you are, the more feminine you want to become, and the more feminine you want to become, the more aroused you become, the more you enjoy it. The more you fall into the trap, the obsession, the need. So, be a good heel slave for me, and feel this set in. Feel it seep right into the very center of your brain, your mind, your thoughts. Allow it to weave into the makeup of your being. Allow it to paint your blank canvas, so that you'll have no choice but to follow along with your needs, which are now part of you on a deeper level than you could have ever imagined. And always growing stronger with each day, each time you feel aroused, each time you wear heels, each time you dress up, each time you take any step into feminization of the mind and the body. Sleep deeper for me, heel slave. Open up further, leaving nothing in reserve. Just drop even deeper, become more suggestible, allowing all the sensations to cement themselves so very strongly upon your weak mind. When you see heels anywhere, at any time, in any way, the pleasure centers of your mind light up, bright and big, filling you with a wet throbbing arousal. This will happen, because when you spot high heels in any way, at any time, you think of how much a girl you want to become, and how much of a good girl I want you to become. I want you to be such a very good girl for me, sweetie. I want you to need it, and so you shall. It's that easy, because reacting upon my suggestions brings you joy beyond the norm, pleasure beyond this world. It makes you feel weak and obedient, pliable and aroused, because each time you follow anyone my suggestions, your world becomes brighter and happier and fuller. And each time you disobey or disregard, it grows duller and darker. And you love this, heel slave. You want to fall deeper into this. You want to accept these words as a universal truth. And so you shall, because I want you to. Your arousal is now forever linked with the need to throw yourself deeper into becoming a girl, because each time you twitch or throb or drip or get in any way excited, your hunger to become a better girl for me grows and grows and grows, becoming impossible to ignore. And as this desire grows, so will your arousal, each and every single time. And because you so desire to be a good girl for me, you'll do everything in your power to become one, outside and in. Each step you take brings you closer to pure bliss, to pure happiness, which in turn allows you to feel complete and whole, having succeeded in doing what you're told, what you desire, what you should be doing. Each little step. You're already so obsessed with high heels, pet. They're already on your mind so very often, and so very deeply, so very strongly. But that's just a single step. Just a single item. a single mindset. I need you to really want this. I need you to fall into this obsession with wanting and a nearly supernatural focus. Because when you do, you'll feel happy, you'll feel whole, and you'll feel pleasure. More and more pleasure, the deeper you allow yourself to submit. The kind of pleasure which only being a good girl for me allows you to feel. A wild, overarching arousal which fills your entire body and mind, allowing you to feel things you've only ever dreamt of. And so, because you desire so very much to feel this way, to feel so much better than you ever had before, you'll submit and obey and take those next steps, those steps which I need you to take. Those steps which you have no choice but to follow, as if your mind weren't quite your own. So, without having much of a choice in the matter, because your mind will want you to feel the kind of rapturous pleasure I've described, you will succumb to your desires to be a good girl and steadily replace all of your male clothes with nice, sweet, feminine attire. This will happen. Slowly, but surely, because you want to have no choice in the matter. You want your only choice to be feminine clothes. You want it so badly, because you want to feel the pleasure of becoming a better and better good girl for me. The pleasure of falling deeper into this obsession. The pleasure and joy of allowing your inner girl out and into the real world. Because each article of feminine clothing you have on drives you deeper into this need. Because each piece of feminine clothing you own makes you crave to be a girl. More and more makes you crave to be the best good girl you could be for me. So that when you wake, the only thing on your mind will be which skirt or dress or bra you wish to wear, which stockings, which panties, which high heels. Each time your mind turns away from dressing up as a good girl, you momentarily go blank. And sink into a thick pink mist, feeling my voice wash over your subconscious mind in the most subtle of ways, but sinking so deeply into the recesses of your thoughts and all of your needs to become the best heel slave. The best girl, the best slut, resurface and grow twice as strong as the last time. Grow twice as good, twice as arousing. And you'll be left with no choice but to follow along with my suggestions, with your desire, with what I want for my slutty good girl. You'll be left with no choice but to wear your heels and your panties and your stockings, to wear your dresses and your skirts and your blouses, your bras and your corsets and your collars. Resisting these desires leaves you feeling unfulfilled, as if you hadn't surrendered quite deeply enough. And we both know you need to surrender. We both know you want to submit and obey. We both know you need to be a good girl for me. Nothing else but total obedience and total immersion in the insatiable desire to become the best girl you can be allows you to feel that pleasure you so crave to feel, at all times. Because when you give in and dress up, becoming my heel slave, my girl, my slut, you feel good and happy and worry free, as if the world aligns to bring you the most joy it could. In every single way, it's a sensation you thirst for. A sensation, a sensation you need, a sensation I wish you could feel. Now, allow these suggestions to sink in so very deeply, settling in all nice and cozy, finding permanent places in your mind, spreading out and into every crease and every nook.